I once met a man in Athens wearing a t-shirt that read, "The only solution is love." His t-shirt did not identify the problem, only the solution. But then, it did not need to. When love is absent, conflict reigns. War and suffering, both inside ourselves and in the world at large, are rampant. Love is the reason we get up in the morning. It is the essence of our survival. Love is life, and life is love. Love is both mercifully simple and incredibly complex. It can seem both tangible and intangible. It gives and it takes. It is multi-layered and multifaceted. It can fill you up and it can leave you empty. It can heal and it can hurt. Having examined several concepts of the self in the introduction, let's now turn to look at love. We have identified that the unconditioned self, also known as the beholder, is pure presence. This non-judgmental presence creates energy. On that basis, the following equation may help us to grasp the ethereal energy we call love. The beholder, conscious presence, plus energy equals love. There is no greater gift that you can give to yourself, others, and the whole planet than your conscious attention. Or as Matt Haig puts it in his book, Notes on a Nervous Planet, the answer to making our minds and our planet healthier and happier is essentially the same one. Not so long ago, I had a charming, intelligent client who had been struggling with self-hatred and anxiety for years. He was incredibly proactive, participating in therapy diligently and making significant progress. Until one day he turned to me in a session and said, "You speak so often of self-love, but I genuinely don't know what that means. I can understand it intellectually, but it is such an alien feeling. It sounds selfish, and I have no idea how to love myself."